Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yutes. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Umid. However, we're in the middle of a very gishmaka, as well as very challenging sugya. So before the Gemara continues, we have to remember, what were we learning yesterday? So remember, in our parak so far, we've had two Mishnayas. Both Mishnayas have addressed the issue of Eishes Ach Shloihoya Be'olamai. However, they're two different scenarios. The scenario back on Daf Yud Zayin was that first, remember, we had two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven passed away, Shimon remained. Eishes Reuven is now available for Zika, available for Yibam through Shimon. And what happened? So the first Mishnah says that before Shimon had a chance to go and be Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven, Levi was born, Levi came on the scene. Aha. Okay, fine. So Levi's born, Mazel Tov, Simchas, Nachas, good. Then, eventually, Shimon was Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven. And then, a few years later, unfortunately, Shimon also passed away. Question is, can Levi now be Miyabim, that Eishes Shimon? Says the first mission of Perek, no. Why? Because although when Levi now wants to be Miyabim her, she is now the Eishes Shimon. Originally, she was the Eishes Reuven, and therefore she was what we call an Eishes Ach Shleihoi Ba'olamai, because Levi never met Reuven. When Levi was born, Reuven was already of the Olam HaEmes. So therefore, Levi cannot be Miyabim even years later, even though she's now the Eishes Shimon, but she was originally the Eishes Reuven. That was the first Mishnah. In our first Mishnah, we didn't see any machloikis. It seemed like everybody agrees to this halach. Then we came to another scenario, and that was the Mishnah that we had here on Yud Ches Amud Beis. What was the case over there? Again, two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. And again, unfortunately, Reuven passed away. And again, Eishes Reuven falls liyibam to Shimon. However, here we have now a switch. What's a switch? That Shimon already was miyabim the Eishes Reuven, and now she formally became Mrs. Shimon. And only after that, a week later, a month later, 5 years later, only after that, Levi was born. When Levi came onto this world, the only one he knew was Shimon. He never knew about Eishes Reuven. He never knew about Reuven, because that was history. Aha. So what's the halacha now? Now, years go by, Shimon Nebuch passes away. Now Eishes Shimon falls to Levi. Can Levi go and be Miyabim? Now we have a machloikis in our Mishnah, where the Tanakhama says, I don't care that she's the Eishes Shimon now, but she was Eishes Reuven 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, whenever it was, not 50, okay, but a while ago she was the Eishes Reuven, she still remains in Eishes, Achav Shloi Hoya Ba'ilomai, and Levi cannot be Miyab. Reb Shimon says, no, not so soon, slowly. Well, what's different over here? Because in this case, since when Levi was born, Mrs. Reuven had already become Mrs. Shimon, because the Yibum preceded the Leda. So as far as Levi is concerned, when he came to this world, Reuven and Eishes Reuven to Shingishtorm. That's history. That's the history books. After Shimon was Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven, that was Mafkia, the original Zika. That Zika is history.
Eishes Ach
is gone. Is gone, and therefore Levi could be Miyabim later on. When Shimon dies, Levi could be Miyabim, the Eishes Shimon, and it's not considered to be an Eishes Ach Shloi Ha'olam. That's simple pshat in the first Mishnah, simple pshat in the second Mishnah. Reb Oishia comes up with Agreis HaChidosh, and Reb Oishia says that even though Reb Shimon only appears in our Mishnah, and therefore on the surface only argues in our Mishnah, he really argues with the first Mishnah as well. In other words, back on Daf Yud Zayin, where we are there, the case was, remember the reverse. What was the reverse? That first Levi was born, and then subsequently was the Yibam through Shimon. Even there, Reb Shimon holds that it's not an Eishes Ach Shlihoye Be'olamai. So why didn't he go and argue there? Is a grace of Bal Nimus, a grace of Bal Derech Eretz. He wanted Rabbanan to finish their Ganze Shtikel Torah, and then he spoke up. But he really argued on the first Mishnah as well.
We had it before.
This is what we had yesterday, in your absence. Yeah, we had the Zav Testament Beis. Gemara wrote this as well. Yeah, Raboishi, in 100%. But now, that was the Gemara just cited it, and here's the real sugya. So Raboishi says, Cholik Hoyer Reb Shimon Af Barishoina. Reb Shimon even argues with case number one.
It is enough. Meishes achashal beilam.
No. So the Gemara asked, does he doesn't hold the chlal? The Gemara said yesterday, yes, there are cases where he would hold. The Gemara give two tzirim. That's right. Yesterday's Gemara. Okay. Anyway, getting back to Reb Oshia. So Reb Oshia holds that Reb Shimon disagrees with the first Mishnah as well. Why does he disagree? L'chayder banna right. What happened? Reuven passed away. Eishes Reuven now falls to Shimon. Shimon, by the time that Shimon wanted to be Miyabim, Levi had already been born. Levi was already existing. The lady came first. So if he was already born, so then he had a shaychus to the Eishes Reuven. What do you mean he had a shaychus? He never knew Reuven, of course not. However, she was still Eishes Reuven then. Only later on, when Shimon went and was Miyabim her, then she became the Eishes Shimon. But at that split moment, she was still Eishes Reuven. Al Eishes Reuven, it was an Eishes Achshlei Hayaboy Lamai. So, Freita Dimora, why would Reb Oshia hold that according to Reb Shimon argues even in that case, that it's not an Eishes Achshlei Hayaboy Lamai? I understand in our case over here. In our case, in back of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, because by the time Levi was born, Eishes Reuven is Shingishtarim. Not literally that she died, she was still around. But she was no longer called Mrs. Reuven, she was already called Mrs. Shimon, because Shimon had already been Miyabim her. So I can understand that the Zika that originally exists by Reuven, that was Hufka, Paka, no more. I understand. But in the first Mishnah, when Levi was born, Eishes Reuven was still Eishes Reuven, meaning that Shimon had not been Miyabim her yet. And therefore the Zika was not Paka. And therefore we still had this very clear halach of Eishes Achshlei Hayaboy Lamai. How does Reb Shimon argue with that? Sigmara said Reb Oshia, I'll tell you why. Because Reb Shimon holds Yesh Zika. Yesh Zika means there's always Zika. Yesh Zika means that the Zika is now escalated, upgraded, that it's almost like Kiknusadamya, almost like his real Isha. And therefore, as soon as Reuven passed away, and there was only one surviving brother at the time, and that was Shimon, even though Shimon didn't do anything, Shimon was learning the daf in Bismedish, nevertheless, it's deemed as if Shimon married her immediately, because the Zika is Kiknusadamya. So therefore, even before he did Yibam, he's already Mr. and Mrs., they are already Mr. and Mrs. Shimon. So when Levi is born, even though Levi was born pre-Yibam, but it was post the Zika Knusadamia, that's why Reb Oshia says, according to Reb Shimon, so it's no longer that Levi was born when I had Eishes Reuven. Levi was born when she was already almost and deemed like Eishes Shimon because Zika Knusadamia.
This is only possible, this Zika Knusadamia, when there's only one brother.
And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to address that. Anyway, so that's bottom line is, that was the Sfarah of Reb Oshia, Aliba de Reb Shimon, that we hold Zika Knusadamia. Aha. So the Gemara asked of Bombakasha. Now let's go over the Gemara of yesterday. If you go back 11, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara says, my time, what's the Svara of Reb Oshia according to Reb Shimon? Because of Yezika, the Zika Kinusadam, like we just said. Frank Timur Maskler of Yosef. Reb Yosef says, I respectfully disagree. Why? Because Hashta Zika and Mamer Misapka Reb Shimon Kiknusadamya Ilav Kiknusadamya Zika Lachudam Iboya. Reb Yosef says, I have a Mishnah, which we're going to start learning in another few seconds, where that Mishnah says, in a case where Shimon not only had Zika to Eishes Reuven, but he in fact even started on the road towards Yibam by making Maimer, which of course is Midrabanan. But if he did Maimer, what does Reb Shimon hold in that case? That's already not just Zika, that's already super Zika. Because besides the Zika which happens automatically as a result of the fact that Reuven passed away, and there's a Chiyuv of Yibam, but he even did Maimer! Even did Maimer. What does Reb Shimon say? I'm still not sure whether or not Shimon is married to the Eishes Reuven. I still don't know. It's a suffix. Because I don't know whether Zika plus Maimer deems Shimon to be now the husband of Eishes Reuven. So now Rav Yosef says, I don't understand. We just said, now Rav Oshia just said, that even without Maimer, just the Zika alone makes it Zika Kiknusadamia. Now if I have Zika plus, Avzika plus my Mr. Chavada Navada, it's Kiknusadamia. So why does Reb Shimon say, I have a suffix? So the question is, what's the case of the suffix? So the Gemara did not. 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Three brothers were married to three strangers. Like we say, we don't mean goites chas v'shalom. They're not sisters, they're three strangers. And now notice this fact pattern is different than ones that we've been speaking about until now. Because until now we've been speaking about that there were two brothers, and subsequently a third one was born. Now we're talking about that there were three brothers, and then subsequently. We'll see the subsequently later. Anyway, three brothers, all Boilam. And then Reuven passed away. Sheni being Shimon, made Maimar with the Eishes Reuven. Mm-hmm. He didn't make Ibam, he just did Maimar. And there's no problem because there's no Achoyes involved. Fine, so he made Maimar. And then before he had a chance to do Ibam, Umas. Unfortunately, Shimon passed away. Okay. So now that Shimon passed away, we have Levi, who was the third brother. We didn't speak about him until now, but he's been present all along. Now the Chacham say to Levi, no, it's about time, well, she should go and be Miyabim now, the two remaining, the surviving wives. The one that was originally Eishes Reuven, and now became Ashtikel Eishes Shimon because there was Maimer, as well as the original Eishes Shimon. So what does the Tanakh come to say? No din of Yibom. Why not? What the Tanakhama says is that this new Mrs. Shimon, that was previously Mrs. Reuven, she has on her head a double Zika. Why does she have a double Zika? Because she still has the Zika of the original Reuven, because Shimon never removed that Zika. Had he been Miyabim, or had he done Chalitza, Maskim Zika Poka, Zika would have gone away. But he didn't do that, he just did Maimer. So therefore, we still have the original Zika of Reuven. But in addition to that, because she married Shimon Alidei Maimer, not through Yibam, Alidei Maimer, so at least Midrabanan we already had a second marriage. So she was married also to Shimon Midraban. So now when Shimon passes away, she's still Ashtikel married to Reuven, meaning that Zika's still there that has never been Poka. And she's Ashtikel married to Shimon because there was Maimer. Or she has two Zika's on her head. We have a Drasha, Mishaleh Zika's Yom Echad, Voishaleh Zika's Neyavam. That's a Tanakam. That's really not the focus of our Gemara. The focus is more on Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon Oimer, Miyabim Leizeu Mehen Shihirtze, V'choylis L'shniya. Levi can do whatever he wants. He can go in Miyabim, the first Eishes Reuven, who's now also a Shtikel Eishes Shimon, Miyabim Leizeu Shihirtze. Or, for that matter, he can go and be Miyabim, the original Eishes Shimon, also good. And B'chayot Tashnini should give a chalitza to the second one. Now, why do you do a yibum for one, a chalitza for the other? So now, Reb Shimon explains himself. Yibum mitravayuloi, to go and say Yishim Miyabim both, the original Eishes Reuven, who became Ashtikel Eishes Shimon, as well as the original Eishes Shimon, to Miyabim both of them, loy. Why? To Dilma Yezika. Maybe we hold that Yezika. And Yezika means that as a result of Reuven's passing away, it's as if Shimon married her. Zika, Kiknusadam. And it's even more than that, because Shimon even did a Maimer, so he strengthened the Zika.
The Zika was for all the brothers, not just for Shimon.
100%. So why? What's your question?
He's not bringing Mrs. Shimon.
What you're asking is, I understand. What you want to say is that there's a difference between Yavim Echad and Shtei Yavim. The Gemara is going to address that on the Amud Aleph. But in the meantime, the Gemara doesn't make that distinction. The Gemara assumes one Yavim, two Yavims, it's all the same. And therefore, for each one of the Yavims, it's a Zika Kiknusa Damya. I know logically it doesn't make sense. How can you have, she should be both Mrs. Shimon and Mrs. Levi, Mrs. Yehuda, Mrs. Yisachar, Mrs. Lo, it's impossible. But nevertheless, the Gemara doesn't make the distinction yet between one Yom, two Yoms. That we're going to have in Mechem shortly in Amud Aleph. Stay tuned, Rabbi Yisai, to the next episode in the famous case of Eishes Achshel Lehoi Boilamei.
But in the meantime, you have to take that into account, because you're thinking that there's a Zika to the second.
Mm-hmm.
But equally, you know, there's a Zika to the third, to Levi.
That's Pinchas' question.
You're
saying it's a double poshet.
Yes.
Well, the Gemara's going to answer that. Well, about to say. Anyway, but right now, so far the Gemara says the reason why, again, according to Reb Shimon, what does Reb Shimon say? Let's remember the scenario. You had three brothers, Reuven passed away, Eishes Reuven was not Nesiyabim. She also didn't get a chalitza, but rather Shimon went and did Maimar. And Shimon has his original wife, Eishes Shimon. Shimon now passed away, and now both of them fall to Levi. What does Levi do? Says Reb Shimon, he can be Miyamet either one, and then give chalitza to the second one. Why? Even with Rabbi Loi, you cannot be Miyabim both of them, because Dilma Yesh Zika, maybe Zika is strong Iknus Adamya, coupled with Maimer, and therefore we should go and say that she was really a bona fide Eisha Shimon, no longer Eisha Reuven, only Eisha Shimon. Ah, if she's Taka, really Eisha Shimon, Havishne Yevomes Abois Mibayis Echad, if you have one person passing away with multiple wives, you can only be Miyavim one of those wives. Because the Torah says, Bayis Echad Ataboina, the Ataboina Shnei Batin. So if this Zika plus the Maimon really makes it strong, strong Eisha Shimon, you can't be Miyavim both of them, you can only be Miyavim one of them. Aha, okay. So let's go and say, oh, Tak, there's such a strong, strong Yibum, and you can only go and be Miyabim one of them. So be Miyabim one of them, and the other one should go and be Potter. Like every case, you only make one Yibum in the multiple wives, and the other one is automatically Potter. Oh, no. Loi, the Dilma ain't Zika Kikanusa. Maybe a whole Zika plus Maimer is nothing. And if it's nothing, she is still the Eishes Reuven. And therefore the two women that fell, one is Eishes Reuven, one is Eishes Shimon, and they are not Tsaris of one another. V'havalu shtei Yevamos HaBois M'shtei Batim. These are two Yevamos that are coming from separate Batim. Eishes Reuven comes from Reuven's bias, Eishes Shimon comes from Shimon's bias, and therefore doing Yibam or Chalitza for one of them is not going to help for the other one. So what do I say? Says Reb Shimon. Therefore, the only Eitzah that I can give is, you can taka do Yibam on either one, fine, but you don't automatically pata the second one, and you also cannot allow for Yibam of both. So what do you do? Yibam on one, chalitz on the other. What do you see from this Alma Mesapkele? So Mamish Freitach di Gemara, Reb Oishia a moment ago said, then the case of our Mishnah, why does Reb Shimon disagree with Rabbanon? Because the old Zika kiknus adamya, as if they're mamish married, and therefore when Levi is born, even though Levi is born pre-Yibam, it's deemed to be after they're already married, because Zika kiknus adamya, so therefore he never knew Eishes Reuven, she was already Eishes Shimon when he was born, and that's why Rabbi Shia says, Reb Shimon disagrees. I see in this case, in this mission which we just learned, that Zika plus Maimer is still a Sofik Yorkik, Zika Kiknusadami Yodinish. That's the reason why he says you can only be Miyam one, and you can Chalitza for the other. So in the case where you only have Zika alone, he should certainly say it's a Sofik. How does the Boishia say that according to Reb Shimon, it's so strong, the Zika alone, when I see the Zika plus Maimer, it's a Sofik, whether it's Zika Kiknusadami? Yeah? That was the Kasha that the Gemara asked on the limud of Rabbi Shem.
We're going to be choshed that at some level that the mimer helps with the Zika or doesn't. So
according it strengthens to Shimon, the Zika. Strengthens.
Right, so according to Reb Shimon, he should be able to be Miyabin who he wants in Chayot Zeli. He should have to be Chayot, the one that already has, out of a suffix, the one that already has the mimer.
Why?
Because she's already, if it has any kind of weight, she's already...
She was married to Shimon.
The other one was also married to Shimon.
And the other was also married to him. Shimon passed away, unfortunately. And now she falls to Levi. So the question is, what is her status when she falls to Levi? If you say the Maimu was strong, fine. So then she's Eisha Shimon. He can go and be Miyamer al Eisha Shimon. The second Eisha Shimon, the original Eisha Shimon, will be Potter. Because Ba'i Sechad and the other one is automatically Potter. But if the Maimu was nothing, so then, and the Zika was nothing, she'll Eisha Reuven. So he has to, Levi has to take care of Eisha Reuven. He has to take care of Eisha Shimon. Right? Frey Dimara! Okay, so that was the kash we asked in Abayshia. V'chitayma, I have an answer. What's the answer? Midiraisach and amidim miyab mechada mifter echada. Maybe takim in a toira, he should taka be miyabim one. In other words, either the new Mr. Shimon or the old Mr. Shimon, because maybe Reb Oishia taka holds and Reb Shimon taka holds that the din of Zika is kiknusadamia, and therefore Shimon taka is married to both of them, really two married women to Shimon. Shimon passed away, and therefore me'ikah the dina, Levi could go and be miyabim one, and the other one would be Potter, als the bayis echarat the boinu miyad the boinu shnei batim. I say, Bazoi, why was he mechayiv chalitza from the second one? Maybe midrabanan who the osir. It's only midrabanan that Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, give chalitza to the second one. Gzeira mishim shemi yoimru bez yivomois habois mishnei batim chodem yama v'idach mifter b'vloy klum. Reb Shimon is concerned about people making mistakes, and if you're going to go and say in this case where the Shimon already did a maimer in the Eishes Reuven, you're going to go and say, you know what? This Zika plus Maimon makes it really Festa Zika, that they're now both wives of Shimon. You only have to do Yibam on one, and automatically you're Potter on the other. Then any time you're going to have a situation when two brothers pass away, and you have Eishes Reuven falling for Levi, and Eishes Shimon falling for Levi, will ask somebody in the street, well, you learned the daf, you tell me, what do we have to do? Do you have to do chalitza on both? Do you even on both? He's going to say, well, I just remember the case that we just had now, where Shimon had been given maimer to the Eishes Reuven, and we said that all you have to do is make Yibam on one, and then the other one will be Potter and Gansen, because Zikik, 1 second, because Zikik Knusadami. So then people are going to think that any single time that you have such a situation, when Reuven passes away, and Shimon passes away, and you have two Yibamas, you only have to do Yibam on one, and the other one is Potter. Because of this chash, maybe that's the reason why Shimon said, go and give chalitza to the other one. So me'ekah the dina yitaka holds like her boishia. Zika kiknus sadamya. And really, you don't have to go and do anything with the second wife, because she's a regular tzara. The only reason over here is because he's worried about this gzeir that people are shemi yoimru amim, that in another case, when you have two brothers that fall, and one is Eishes Reuven and one is Eishes Shimon, one's like, oh, just like in our case, you only had to do one yibam and the other one fell away. Here too, you only have to do one yibam, the other one falls away. But that's wrong, because since they're falling from two separate batim, you'd have to either do yibam on both, or chalitza on both, or yibam on one, or chalitza on the other. So because of this gezeira, that's the reason why they said, do yibam on the first one, and chalitza on the second one. Yeah?
That's my question.
I answered it?
Yes,
good. Baruch Hashem. Yes?
If you have four brothers, and three of them die in a plane crash, and they have three wives,
yeah,
and you marry all three, according to this, because there's no mimer in question, there's no like...
The question you're asking me more is going to address a little bit further down. So if with a little patience, we'll get to it. We'll see Mechem simultaneous passings away, what the Allah will be, Mechem a little bit further down. Okay, so now, what the Gemara said is, so maybe you're going to go and say it's not Shver on Reb Oishia, because really Reb Shimon holds Zikik Knusadamya. The only reason why there was a Suffolk over here, it was the Suffolk. He knows for sure Zikik Knusadamya, especially Zika plus Maimer Zikher Knusadamya. So why did Reb Shimon have a Suffolk? Do I have to? Yo, nish. So you just wanted to say now, Memesi doesn't have a Suffolk. So then Meratoyra, Agzeira, Drabanan. No, that's not true. That's not the reason Reb Shimon. But time with Reb Shimon is Shem Maimer v'la Maimer Hu. The time with Reb Shimon is not because he's afraid Shem Yoimer people are going to say in other cases when two people fall that one is going to be mitzvah to the other. No. That's not the reason. The reason of Reb Shimon is because Maimer v'la Maimer. The Sanya, Omelahem Reb Shimon l'chacham. Reb Shimon is now explaining to Chacham. Chacham, you said that this one woman, the former Eishes Reuven, is now Shtei Zikois Olea. She has two Zikois. Why? Because since Shimon was not Miyabim her, he only did Maimer. So, they still have the Zika of Reuven. There's also now a Zika Drabanan from Shimon. So the two Zikas. Said Reb Shimon, come on. You don't know what you're saying. In Mamarishal Sheni Mamet. Mamanavshach. In Mamarishal Sheni Mamet, if the Mamer was good, Eishes Sheni Huboil. When Levi wants to go and be Miyabim now, he's being Miyabim now, the Eishes Shimon. If Mama really helps, like, real Yibam, so now she's Eishes Sheni Ubayil, and therefore it was a good Bia, and a good Yibam, and the other one will fall away automatically because the other one happens to be a Tzara. The Mamar Shel Sheni ain't a Mamar. And if you tell me the Maimer of the Sheni was not Maimer, Gornish Ketan, so therefore Eishes Reuven is still Eishes Reishin. So Eishes Reishin Ubayil. So then he's marrying now the Eishes Reuven. In other words, back on the bottom of the Amud Beis, in this case of the three Achen, married to three Nachriyais, first one died, Reuven died, Shimon now did Maimer and the Eishes Reuven, what did the Tanakhama say? Hari Elu Cholzis Lemes Yabmais, only Chalitza not Yibam. Why? Because this woman has a Zika from two. Pasuk says, Meis Achad Mehem, Mishalea Zikas Yom Echad, Veloi Shalea Zika Shnei Yavam, and therefore Cholzis, says Reb Shimon to Rabbanim. Let's think this through. Let's analyze it. If Maimer really works 100%, she's no longer Eishes Reuven. She's now Eishes Shimon. So let him be boy, Eishes Shimon. Ah, you tell me, nah, Maimer's not that. Maimer's good. Okay, so she's really Eishes Reuven. to let him marry Eishes Reuven. Either way, let's go and do Yibam. Whether it's Eishes Reuven or Eishes Shimon, he can go and be Yabim, no problem. That's the kasha that Reb Shimon is asking to the Chacham. So I see from this that the suffix of Reb Shimon is legabi the strength of the Zika and the Maimer, having nothing to do with the Araisim, the Rabbanon, the Gzeiris. Sahadra Kush Leduchta, we're back at square one. What was square one? Square one was Reb Oishia said, according to Reb Shimon, the Zika Kekinusa Damya, in our case of the Eishes Ach Shle Hoyeboy Lamoy. Yet we see from that other Mishnah that Reb Shimon is speculating. He is in doubt whether Zika Kiknusa Damya, even in the case of a supercharged Zika, where there was Zika plus Maimar. Zachmam is Zika plus Maimar. I'm not sure. Is it Maimar? Yo, no, Zika Kiknusa. Is a Chavad, if it's only Zika alone, he would certainly hold this not Kiknusa. What was everybody's teretz a few minutes ago? I heard Reb Pinchas asking Reb Yoina, and Barry was nodding. There's a major difference between our case and the case of that Mishnah. Case of our Mishnah, how many Yavams were there?
There was when Reuven died, there was one
Yavam. In the case of the three brothers,
there's three brothers all in the world.
Exactly. So the multiple Yavams. So why should that make a difference if there's one Yavam or multiple Yavams? If there's only one Yavam, it's svaritik to go and say Zika Kiknusa Damya, because he's destined for it. Either he's going to do
Yidam. Nobody else.
Exactly. Masha'en Kain, in our case of the three brothers, when Reuven passed away and Eishes Reuven fell, she didn't just fall only to Shimon, she also fell to Levi.
Well.
So that was your kasha. And that was your kasha. And I said, you have to wait for patience. Oh, Zog the Yomara Omali Abaya. V'loi Shani Lach Ben Zikas Yom Mechal Zikas Shnei Yavamin. Del Miki Yomar B'Shimon Zika Kenusa Damya V'Yom Mechal. Because he's destined to. This Yom has got to do something.
It's exclusive.
It's exclusive. He's the sole authority on these in Yonim. Either he does Yibam, either he does Chalitza, he sits on his hands, but he's the only person in town. Masha Enkin, in the case of the three brothers, where Reuven passed away, and now the two surviving brothers, so Yivama could fall for Shimon, Yivama could go and fall for Levi. It's a very, very easy teretz. That was the teretz that Pinchas said, and that Rabbi Yonah said, and that Barry agreed to. Menashe, you have a question?
Yes, in the case of three brothers, doesn't Shimon have the right of first refusal given he's older?
True.
Yes, it's true.
The younger brother does it in the chutzaf way, it's a veil of Yibam or a veil of Chalitza.
Right. Even
so
though.
Go around Shimon.
Good.
If Levi goes and jumps in and does Yibam or Chalitza first, he's not a nice guy. He doesn't deserve to get either Shishi or Maftir. For the mice, it works.
Then you get Shlishi.
He does get Shlishi. Yeah. That's why I only mentioned Shishi after Shlishi.
Shlishi is
okay, anyway, maybe he's a coin. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Okay, fine. So bottom line is, the Gemara now, L'chor, gives an excellent teretz. We're distinguishing between one Yavam and two Yavams, and therefore the kasha that we asked of Moshe has fallen away. Freit the Gemara, Umishani Leila Reb Shimon. You're saying, oh, there's a big difference between one Yavim and two Yavim. One Yavim, there is a Zika, two Yavim, not a Zika. Not so clear. Vatan, you have a price, a klal, Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon made a general rule, a klal. What was the general rule? Kosh aleide kenemis nisuin. If the leide happened before the nisuin, Levi was born, and she was still Eishes Reuven. When it says Nisuin, it really means Yibam. It means Yibam. That's what I don't know why they more use the Lush Nisuin, but it means Yibam. Probably just to distinguish against Maimer. So he says, one just Maimer was.
Yes, it is. If he does the Yibam, it's like a Nisuin.
For sure. Anyway.
He needs a get,
by the way. 100% a mask. Everybody agrees.
I'm sure it's catered.
So, Omer Reb Shimon. Yeah. Klal Omer Reb Shimon. Kol Shaleida Kedemus Nisuin. If the Leida came first, and Supple became the Nisuin, Leida came first, so then when Levi was born, she was still the Eishes Reuven. What happens if Shimon subsequently is Miyabim her? He does Nisuin, he's Miyabim her. And subsequently Shimon dies. What's the halacha now legabi Levi? Loi chaletis, v'loi misyabemis. No din of chalitza, no din of yibam. Why is there no din of chalitza, no din of yibam? Because she's an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoise Boilamai. Why is an Eishes Ach? Because when Levi was born, she was still the Eishes Reuven. She was not yet Eishes Shimon. The Leida was Kedemes Linisuan. And therefore there's a din of Eishes Ach Shloi Lamai. The only problem, of course, is that this is Reb Shimon speaking. And according to Reb Oishia, it makes no difference if he was born earlier or he was born later. because according to Rabbi Yishu, remember, even though the later came
Yard
first,
is with his brayis, obviously.
Oh, Baltimore. I'm in a tablet. Slightly. So according to this brayis, it says kol shalader kedemis. The later comes first. If the later came first, I understand the svara why it's an eishes actually by lomer, because when Levi was born, she was still eishes Ruvein. But remember, according to Rabbi Yishu, according to Reb Shimon, as soon as Reuven passed away, Eishes Reuven became deemed Kiknusa Dami because of Zika. She's already became an Eishes Shimon at that time. So even though biologically and chronologically the lady came first, the Kiknusa Dami came first. Because as soon as Reuven passed away, she, Zika, shoo, we throw her over to Shimon's side. She became Eishes Shimon.
That can be the exclusive brother.
At that time, exactly. And if that's the case, so why does this Bryce say that Levi? No. According to Reb Shimon, she should be able to, or not she, he, Levi, should be able to miyabim and be choylet, because she is no longer Eishes Reuven. When Levi was born, she was already then not Eishes Reuven, because it's kiknusa dami. So that's really what the Gemara is asking now, that if we're talking about a case of yovam echad, Reb Oishe l'choyre strikes out. He's wrong, because this is Reb Shimon speaking. And Reb Shimon is saying, if the lady that comes first, she's still considered to be an Eishes Achav Shloi Hoy Boi Lama, even according to Reb Shimon. So how is the Gemara going to be able to get out of this difficult problem on Reb Oishia? We're going to have to say this is not talking about that there was only one surviving brother, but there were multiple brothers, and therefore you don't have Zika, you have Ein Zika because of the multiple brothers.
Diluted.
Oh, so that's what the Gemara is going to say now. I'm just giving you the Kashmir, the Teretz, right, all together so you follow the train of thought. Again, you're telling me Reb Shimon makes a distinction between Yovim Echad and Shnei Yevamim as to whether there's Zika Kiknus or not. But Enichad Dachab Raisa Kalal and Reb Shimon gives a general rule. Kol Shal Lady Kenemis Nisuin. If the lady came before Nisuin, Loi Chaletz Loi Mis Yevamis, because even according to Reb Shimon, this would be an Eishes Ach Shlei Hoya Ba'ilamai, and therefore he's not allowed to do Yivim or Chalit. However, Nisuin Koyim Leleida, if Nisuin came before the Leida, in other words, when Levi was born, Shimon had already done Yibam. Since he already did Yibam, it's no longer Mrs. Reuve, now it's already Mrs. Shimon. As Oy Chaletzis, Oy Mis Yebemis. When Shimon will subsequently die, this is Reb Shimon's Shita, then Levi will be able to go and be Miyabim or Chaylitz. Why? Because when Levi was born, she was already physically Mit Aladinim, the Eishes Shimon. Ishtel Choldaver, exactly. I originally was Eishes Reuven, that Eishes Reuven, that was Paka Al Yedei, the Yibam of Shimon, so therefore Eishes Reuven is Gishtarim, that no longer applies. Aha. So Freiti Gemariyetz, my love, Poshib Shat in this Bryce is talking about my love, Yavim Echad. In other words, not Dafka by two or three, even by one Yavim. Aha. Uktani, and it says in the Reish, Leicholetzis, Leimisibemis. So isn't this a real stark Kasha on Reb Oishia, that Reb Oishia should strike out? Because Reb Oishia said that by Yavim Echad, the halacha is that there is a Zika, and as a result of the Zika, Eishes Reuven becomes immediately Eishes Shimon, even before Levi was born, and even before Yibam, and even before Nisuin. As soon as Reuven died, boom, she becomes Eishes Shimon. So therefore, according to that, then she should, Levi should be able to be Choylet or Miyabim, because when Levi was born, she was no longer Eishes Reuven, she was already Eishes Shimon al Yizei Zika, Zika Kiknusa, Izach Shver on Reb Oishia. Everyone lie, Vishnei Yevamim. This price is not talking about Yevam Echad, talking about two Yevam. In a case of Yevam Echad, that's when Reb Oishia says, Reb Shimon argued with the Chachamim both in the first Mishnah and in the second Mishnah, he goes, Zika Kiknusa Damya. Then in all cases, when Levi comes on the world, she's no longer Eishes Reuven, she's already Eishes Shemain. However, here we're talking about two Yevam. Oh, two Yevam is a different story. That I don't say Zika, like everybody said before. How can you be both a Zika to Shimon and a Zika to Levi and Zika to Yehuda? After all, the multiple brothers, it's so much Ne'evam. So that L'choyre is a way out. But Freitimara, you're talking about B'Shnei Yevam, Avim Yom Echad, Mai. what would be the loch attack by Yov Mechud? What would Reb Shimon hold? Because of the strength of the Zika. She's no longer Eishes Reuven. She was Eishes Shimon from the first moment as soon as Reuven passed away.
As she was married.
If that's the case. What the Gemara is asking is, why are we changing the scenarios? Why are we changing channels? Meaning, that Reb Shimon originally was talking about Lady Kodos Nisuin, Leicholetz Oy Misya Bemes. However, Nisuin Kodim Leleida, Oycholetz Oy Misya Bemes. The Gemara is asking, Reb Shimon could have stayed with case number one. Kol Shal Leida Kodemes Lenisuin, Leicholetz Oy Misya Bemes. Now add. But if you have Yavam Echad, even though it was Leida Kodemes Lenisuin, then Oichaletzes Oimisya Bemes, right? So why do we have to bring in this new case in Sukkot Leida? No, forget about Sukkot Leida. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Not now. In this Brisa, Reb Shimon should say, and the halacha of Leida Kodemes Lenisuin, it depends. Shnei Yavamin Leichaletz Vloimisa Bemes, because there is no Zika factor. However, if there's only one Yavam Echad, there is a Zika factor, and therefore the Zika is Kikinusa Damya, and then Oichaletz Vloimisa Bemes. So why, yeah?
Just like you said, that this Bryce is talking about Shnei Yavamin. So
yeah.
when he brings in this situation, and soon Kurdin later.
Yeah.
So maybe he's saying there, there's only
by two Yivam, that's the only case.
Yeah,
that's the Gemara says. Every Gemara is 100% right. We could have said that. Let's go just through the Lashon Gemara. Ihochi Adetoni, in the first wide line, at the end of the first wide line. Ihochi Adetoni, in the Sukkot Leleida. Oichletz Mishia Bemes, Levelisim B'didah, let's make the two Chiluke Dinim in the same case of Leida Kodemes L'Nisuin, and let us say the following. When do I say Leida Kodemes L'Nisuin, Loicheletzes, V'loi Mishia Bemes, B'nevam Ureh, Mishnei Yevamin? Because if there's no if there are two Yavamim, then there is no real Zika Kiknusa Damya. Since there's no Zika Kiknusa Damya, then when Levi was born before Yibam, he had a relationship, so to speak, to Eishes Reuven, and he could not be Miyabim to Eishes Reuven because it was an Eishes Ach Shlehoyaboy Lamai, and therefore, even though Shimon subsequently was Miyabim her, and then subsequently Shimon died, Levi says, I cannot go and marry, I cannot go and be Miyabim, Lecholetz Vloim Misibemes, because when I was born, she was still Eishes Reuven. Aye, why did you go and say Zika, it's deemed as if it was Eishes Shimon? Because there were two or more Yavamim, and I don't say that there was Zika Kikusa. But continue the Braitha. Av B'yom Mechad, if there would only been one Yavam, and therefore, when Levi was born, we deem Eishes Reuven to have already become instantaneously Eishes Shimon, and therefore when Levi was born, she was only Eishes Shimon, no more Eishes Reuven, that Zika already was Pakar, and subsequently Shimon dies, Eicheletzes Eimisa Bemes, then he, there's no longer a din, there never was a din of an Eishes Achleihoi by Lamai, because if you're talking about Yavam Echad, when he was born, she was already Eishes Shimon, she was no longer Eishes Reuven, so why don't we say that Halacha of Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon switch from Lady Kodesh Nisuin to Nisuin Kodesh Leida, let him talk about only the case of Lady Kodesh Nisuin and make a distinction between you two Yavamim and one Yavam. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yonis Teretz, Kulim Shnei Yavamim Kamayri. He wants to tell us Halach of two Yavamim. By two Yavamim, then there is no difference between Lady Kodesh Nisuin of Yavam Echad and Shnei Yavam, because we're only talking about two Yavams. Two Yavams. So if I want to make a difference between Chaletz Misibemes or Loi Chaletz V'Loi Misibemes, so then I have to go and switch from Lady Kodesh Nisuin to Nisuin Kodem Le Leida. That by two Yavam. If it's Lady Kodesh Nisuin, since there is no Zika, therefore, when Levi was born, there was no Zika. She was still Eishes Reuven, and that's why the Tanakhama, the Rashi says Loi Chaletz L'Misya Bemes, because she remains Eishes Reuven forever vis-a-vis Levi. She's an Eishes Ach Shlo Yehoya B'Olamai. However, if it was Nisun Kaim L'Leida, even though it was by Shnei Yavam, but if there was a Yibam before the Leida, by the time Levi was born, she was already married 1,000% either to Shimon or to Yehuda or to Yisachar, to somebody she was married. Therefore, it was never Eishes Reuven. then Eichaletz and Misyam Bemis. When Shimon will die later, then Levi can be Misyam. Because we're talking about Shnei Yivam.
You say Shnei Yivam, just to clarify, I think you just addressed this, but we're talking about Shnei Yivam, and we're talking about Reuven, Shimon, and Yehuda, and then Levi's born.
Right, exactly
so
right.
So two surviving Yivam before the
exactly birth, right, exactly right. Exactly right, exactly right. Very good. And doesn't have to be you, it could be Socher, Zvulun, etc. And God, Naftali, God, Vyash. Yes, Zeg.
Using Shimon is complicated when you have Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah, it completes it more sufficiently complicated without Reb Shimon going to about Shimon. You're right. Okay, so we end for the kasha. How do we end for the kasha? That the klal om Reb Shimon is not talking about Yovam Echad. It's talking about Shnei, multiple Yevamim. Reuven, Shimon. Right, exactly. Multiple surviving brothers, and only subsequently another brother is born after that. Very good. Freiti Mara. But I have a problem with that. Because it didn't start off the Braisa Omer Reb Shimon, it said Klal Omer Reb Shimon. Klal, of course, he's trying to set a general rule. You're now telling me this general rule has lots of holes in it. It depends. If it's Yavamin, it's like a general rule. But if it's Yavam Echad, the rule is just the opposite. So that doesn't sound like a very good rule, right? One rule and one major exception. They're the only two cases, either here or there. So he's saying, yeah, the general rule is a Zai, but 50% of the time it's just the opposite. That doesn't sound like a good rule. The Oid. Now everybody immediately says, hey, Rav Oishia is asking on Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia said, Allah, right? It's on my kasha. Right. The bottom toys is asked this kasha.
When are we going to answer my klala?
When are we going to answer that? We're asking the first two kashas. Right. We're first asking the kashas, then we're going
to
come to the
kinte. The answer is going to be connected to one answer for both.
I can't tell you the ending of the book before we look at the beginning, right?
Rabiona, you're ruining the plot here. We got to get the suspense.
No, I'm just trying to keep it all clear, man, because normally you ask a question, you answer it. If you're going to ask multiple questions before you even get to one answer,
then it gets even more complicated. What do you think Yvonne is Megillah or Tanis?
I mean, that's it. That implies that the one answer is going to answer both of them.
I hope so. Anyway, so the Gemara asks now, now how could Rav Oishia ask a kasha on a Rav Oishia? So now if you look back on the Omud Beis, right after the Mishnah, where we said Omer Rav Oishia, notice that there's an asterisk over there, and that takes you to the left-hand margin, and it says, Tzorach Loima Omer Rabbi Oishia. Rabbi means with a yud, Rabbi. And now here in this Gemara, it doesn't have such an asterisk, it just says Rav Oishia.
It would seem so. And Rav Oishia here is an Amora.
So it would seem. Now, who gave the right to this person on the right, on the left-hand side, to go make this marginal comment? Look at the last oysters here on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. For Oid Masav Rav Oishia, Kan Moichiach Kepir Shubein Remeretam, the Rabbi Oishia, Lav Hainu Rav Oishia. They talk of two separate individuals. A Rabbi, it's a Rab. Yesterday was Rabbi Yoshia, and today is Rabbi Yoshia. Okay, fair. Yeah.
Rabbi Yoshia is a time of Messiah of the Brises.
I assume so. You know, normally Rabbi is an Eretz Yisrael, means a time. Usually. Okay,
could it be an Amorian Eretz Yisrael?
Maybe. Anyway, but let's go continue on. V'oid Masa Rabbi Yoshia. So what does Rabbi Yoshia ask? Gimel Achin. We have now three brothers. As Menashe was asking before, what happens if you have more brothers? We have now more brothers, Baruch Hashem. Gimel Achin. Shnayim Mehem Nesum Shtechois. Two of them are married to two sisters. Oy Ishuvit. Oy Ishuvasvit. Oy Ishuvasmina. Two out of the three brothers are married to two Ervis, two Arayas. Reuven and Shimon are married to Ruchel and Taleah. Or, Luchayra Oy, Reuven and Shimon are married to Ishuvita. What's that case of Ishuvita? Yochevin and Miriam. Yeah, Yochevin and Miriam, that's also good. Ishuvita is my biblical personality. Does that work? Yeah, Yochevin and Miriam. Good. Or Yishabasbita Yechavetz Einiko. I don't know what Miriam's daughter's name was, but or Yishabasbina. In those cases, Harry Elu Chotzev Lemesiamis. Now, Eshtikel Chusim Naseifa, Ikel Chusim Naseifa. What happened? These two brothers, unfortunately, that were married to the two Achoyes, to the Yishuvita, Yishabasbita, Nebuch, they both passed away. They're both in a car crash, Rachman Leslan, or they were both run over never by a terrorist in Yishalayim. Whatever, never both passed away. So what happened? By the way, there was such a terrorist incident yesterday. Yishalayim, for those that didn't know it. Yesterday. There was nine people were leaving the coming off of the light rail. As you know, there's a new light rail in Yishalayim. Nine people were getting off. And a terrorist, Yimach Shemoy, came with his car and he ran over all nine people. One child of 3 months old, Nebuch, was killed. And her father, Nebuch, is in a very, very ICU, in a very, very sorry state. And the others are, seven are wounded. and also different levels of injury.
And the newspaper said that the Israeli shot an unarmed Palestinian driver.
Yeah, exactly. Not surprising. All right, anyway, so continuing on.
He was wielding a deadly vehicle.
Yeah, dangerous instrumentality. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar. So you have three brothers. Two of them are married to Achoyes. So now, what does it say? We'll talk about Ishabita shortly. Let's just talk about two Achoyes and make life easy. Two brothers, they were married to two Achoyes. Now, guess what? Both of them died. And now both of them fall to Yibim, to Levi. Right? Because there were three brothers. Reuben, Shimon died. Two Achoyes, Rachel and Leah, now fall to Levi. What is Levi going to go and do now? So I would go and say, you should say, ini, mini, mini, mo. Obviously, he can't go and be miyabim, both of them, because they're two brothers. You know, that Isha l'chois l'isikoch, he can't marry two sisters. So you go and say, I'll take either Isha's Reuben or Isha's Shimon, ini, mini, mini, mo, whichever he likes better. That's what I would say. No, you don't say that. Why don't you say that? Because it's different of achois zikukosoi. What means achois zikukosoi? That each one of them happens to be a zikah. If he's going to go and marry the Eishes Reuven, he's marrying the sister of Shimon. Not Shimon, of Eishes Shimon. Eishes Shimon is also a shtickle married to him because he's a zikah. If he's going to go and marry Eishes Shimon, then he's marrying the Choysu Kukosoi of the Eishes Reuven. Both of them are falling to him. Yeah.
And they're sisters, that makes sense. But a woman and her daughter, a woman and her granddaughter,
yeah.
You don't have Achosu Kukosoi of Arias.
Rashi called the Kroivaziku Kosoi. Rashi called the Kroivaziku Kosoi. No problem. Yeah, was it there?
One seemed to be okay, this one.
Yeah.
First one,
Ishu Bita would be okay?
The first one.
What do you mean? When's the first one? Uvein that was married?
At the same time. Okay, that's good.
Okay, so both of them passed away at the same time. So what happens now? So says the Tanakama, Hare Elu Chotif Lem Nizyam. You can't call me Miyabim, either one of them. So you go and do Chalitza to both of them. Chalitza, because one was Eishes Uvein, and one was Eishes Shimon. Reb Shimon Poitim.
Is that Achayz Kosas Midrabban? In other words, that's what
Chatzis. That's where it should come out. Exactly, that's Rabban. Reb Shimon Poitim. Reb Shimon Patis totally. Why did Shimon Patis totally? Like we just said now, because of the Chayr. This well, it's not because Achayz Kosas. Because you're right, then it would be a din of Midrabban. It should be Chalitza. The Gemara is going to say in another five lines because Reb Shimon unearths that famous pasuk that we had back on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, the Ishal Achayz Leisikach Litzrar. When the two fall together and become tzorois at the same time, litzrar, how did the two become tzorois at the same time? Until now, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were all living happily ever after. Reuven was married to Rochel, Leia. Shimon was married to the other sister, and then Levi was married to whoever he was married to Shmintz. Good. Unfortunately, now that Reuven and Shimon passed away, Rochel and Leia now fall to Yibam at the same time. Both of them become nazis tzorois zu luzu in one instant, number when Reuven and Shimon passed away, says Reb Shimon, based on the pasuk later on, the Ishah Chosel Sikach Litzrar, the Bishash Nasan Tzara Zulazu, there's no likuchin on either one. Then the Gemara is going to bring that another 5-6.
So this would be a Chosel Kosas Deraisa then, according to him.
According to both of them.
Both of them hold the din of a Chosel Kosas. But the Tanakam will hold the Chosel Kosas Al Zdrabon. Since it's Drabon and they still the Yimelet. Yeah, exactly. I'm just repeating what you said.
One has to be Deraisa then.
Right. If Shimon is Deraisa, that's the pasuk Ishah Chosel Sikach. I'm sorry?
If it's deraisa, you wouldn't even need a chalitza.
No, that's
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what Shimon says. Poitzer. Everybody agrees. Zayig, fine, wunderbar.
What's it? Is it deraisa dependent on this pasuk litzur? Because only Reb Shimon holds it litzur, and the other one doesn't have that limit, and it says that doesn't apply here because they're not.
Yes, Tanakama doesn't agree to the limit of the Ishul Chayis Leisikah. That's correct. He learns litzur like we learn the Daf Beis, which is just telling us multiple tzores abas, or you have tzores tzores at sif kolader.
So just the concept of Zika being midrabanan according to them is not mitzad the Zika being midrabanan, it's mitzad just this, if we have this pasuk of litzur being.
Are you talking according to Shimon, according to Tanakama?
It seems like both of them hold
Tanakama doesn't
Zika
have this
exactly
pasuk.
The same.
Tanakama doesn't have the pasuk. So therefore, Chayis Kukosa is dirabanan, or Chayis Kukosa is dirabanan. Shimon holds this part of Minatoya. Because it's dirabanan, and that's why Chotzev is Yabes. If it would be Diraisa, as you said yesterday, anytime you have a case of Ein by Yibam, Ein by Chalitza, Ein by Chalitza, yeah, it's a package deal. The fact that it's Chotzev is Yabes is dirabanan. Yeah,
you're saying it's dirabanan because, meaning, even without the pasuk litzur, there would be a difference between Reb Shimon and Tanakama?
You look at the difference. According to Tanakama, when two brothers passed away and they leave over the two sisters or two other kroivos, what do you have to do? You have to make an affirmative Chalitza. Chalitza too. Eishes Reuven, Rochel, and Chalitza Eishes Shimon, Leah. or reverse.
Because you don't have a litzra. If you had litzra, it would be clear just from that.
Ah, this is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon points. Reb Shimon says potter. Everybody goes home, and they don't have to come. They don't have to make a chalitza for this one. You have to make a chalitza for that one. Everybody's potter.
But I'm saying these are like two different concepts over here. I
mean, that's why there's a machloikis. If they would be holding the same thing, they wouldn't have a machloikis.
But take litzra out of the picture.
Yeah.
You can't. You can.
That's the reason. That's
his boss.
That's the whole point. Reb Shimon's holding on litzra. He's saying is no. That he hasn't made the right. He puts it in the Torah because the litzra is time of the krah. Reb Shimon is Dorish time of the krah. He has litzra.
I mean, according to Reb Shimon, the zika is only based on litzra. According to Reb Shimon, zika is only based on litzra.
In this case, when two fall simultaneously, we're not talking about
other places where he holds the zika anyways.
Ein hanami. That's what. What
each time you're going to say it's for a different reason.
What you're doing is you're helping us out because that's Gemara's kasha. Lisoka daita kasover Reb Shimon zika kiknusa damia. So forget about the litzra pasuk. If you hold zika, it's always kiknusa liyabim likamaisa veti poter idoch. What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is assuming at this point that there is no such thing as simultaneous. Like the Gemara says, elsewhere, e'ef shulet tzamtzeh. And therefore, one of them died first, and the other one died second later. Aha. And if one of them, Taka, died first, as soon as, let's say, for example, Reuven died first, and Shimon died a minute later, Reuven died first, what's going to happen? At that split moment, Eishes Reuven became automatically the wife of Levi. Kiknus Adami, right? There were three brothers. Two of them married to Achoyos, Reuven and Shimon. You have Levi. Reuven and Shimon died, but Reuven died a minute earlier. So now Levi is already married to the Eishes Reuven. And then a minute later, guess what happens? Shimon dies. I'm already married. Zika Kenuzadami. I already married the Eishes Reuven. So therefore, she should fall away. Why does it say Reb Shimon patters both of them? Reb Shimon should go and say, be miyabim, the wife of the brother that died first, because anyway, Zika Kenuzadamia. A minute later, when Shimon dies, okay, she goes out free because she's Achois Ishtar. You can go and be miyabim, the Achois Ishtar. That's the Morris Kash. Why does Reb Shimon say poiter? Liyam lekamais, let him go and marry the first one. Be miyabim, the first one, whoever died first. But the second one will be poiter automatically because of the fact that it's already now a chois ishto. It's an erva. It is the chayra raya that Reb Shimon holds zika lav kiknusadamia, not like Reb Oishia. And since it's lav kiknusadamia, when Reuven died, nothing happened. Eishes Reuven is still Eishes Reuven. When Shimon died, Eishes Shimon is still Eishes Shimon. Now Levi is faced with, what do I do? Can I take Eishes Reuven? Can I take Eishes Shimon? I can't take either one of them. Midraban I can't because I choyse kukasai. Midraisa because I have a pasuk of litzra. Is the chayra raya against Reb Oishia? Reb Oishia built up Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon holds Yezika. I see the chayra raya that ain't zika. Because if he holds Yezika, why does he say potter? He should be able to miyabim the first one. Rav Amram says, good gefregt. But I have a way out. My poiter nami, poiter bishnia. When Reb Shimon says poiter, he's not talking about both of them. He's only talking about the second one. You can talk, that's a shver pshat, right? You can talk me miyabim the first one. Why can miyabim the first one? Because zika kiknusa damia. The poiter is going on the second one. Frank, you want Tanya? Reb Shimon poiter bishnia, and he passes both of them. It's very clear. Poiter bishnia, don't tell me the second one. He passes both of them. Amar Rava. So Rava gives a very, very shver teretz. What does Rava say? Shnei shebezugzeh, vashnei shebezugzeh. What does this mean? So without going to the Rashi at length, you'll see how the Gemara is going to develop this. Let's go back to the beginning of this must of Rav Oishia. What was the case? Gimel Achen, Shnai Mehen Nesun, Shtei Achoyes, Oy Isha Vita, Oy Isha Bas Vita. Rava learns that it wasn't Oy, but it was Ve. Which means Reuven and Shimon, each one had two wives. And Reuven and Shimon's two wives, four wives altogether, had a double relationship. Meaning, I don't want to confuse you. Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon was married to Leah. Two achayas. Clear. In addition to that, Reuven was married to Yocheved, and Shimon was married to Miriam. Both. Not Oi. Both. Reuven is married to one Achois. Shimon is married to the other Achois. Reuven is married also to an Isha. And Shimon is married to Bita. Aha. Okay. So now let's make the Cheshbon. Says Rashi in explaining Rava. Rava says, Reb Shimon would hold, since Reuven passed away first, there's immediately a Zika to Levi. Okay, so let's go and take Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Let's take the first of the two. Let's talk about Rochel. Right, Rochel. He's now married to Rochel. So now, if he's married to Rochel, now that was to Shimon, right? To Shimon married to Rochel. Now, afterwards, Shimon passed away. Who is Levi going to go miyavim now? Let's go and think about this. Can he go and be miyavim Rochel? Yes. Why not? Shimon was miyavim her. How was he miyavim her? Through Zika Kiknusa Damia, married to Esha Shimon. See, Levi is now miyavim Esha Shimon. Fine. Can he go and be miyavim also the second one of Reuven, meaning Yocheved, right? He was miyavim Ruchel, who is H's Reuven. Can he be miyavim Yocheved? No. Why can't he? Because they're two from the same bias. You can only go miyavim one from each bias.
But he didn't do Yibam yet. He said
It was only Zika.
So the Zika, if a man has two wives, the Zika of his of both wives attaches to his surviving brother. Why couldn't he be miyavim Yocheved and not Rachel? Because if Yocheved also was a wife of Reuven, Reuven dies, Yocheved also falls to Rav Shimon in Yibam through the Zika.
Because they're two Yivamas. Put your question aside for a moment. We're assuming now that this Yivama number one, which was Eishes Reuven number one, which was Rochel, which was one of the two Achoyas, as a result of Zika Kiknusa Damia, it's as if Levi married her, it's as if Shimon married her as soon as Reuven passed away.
There's two. Shimon and Levi. Two died.
Why isn't she a tzara serva?
That's why she's potter. You're doing fine. Okay, again, Reuven and Shimon were married to Rochel and Leah respectively, as well as Yocheved and Miriam respectively. Reuven died, and Shimon died. Both of them died. Now, Levi is forced to deal with this situation. What should he do? All we know in the Brayis, it says, Reb Shimon poiter. What does he potter? On the surface, he potters everybody. Everybody's potter. Why is everybody potter? Echav ha-fasim et litzror. Freitimor, no. He shouldn't say that. He should be able to call me miyavim, the first one. What means the first one? Since Eishes Reuven passed away, Reuven passed away first. Let's choose one of the two of Reuven's wives. Let's go and choose Rochel. It's as if he was already married to Rochel as a result of Zika. So now, after Shimon passed away, let Levi go and be miyabim.
Wait a second, she fell to Shimon. That second she fell to Shimon.
Who second? Which one?
When Reuven's wife, Reuven died, even that there's one second, that second.
You're saying because he has two Yavam.
That's no, because you have two men.
You have two men. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi.
So you're saying one died earlier.
Right.
Once one died earlier, immediately his wife's fell yidden to the other guy.
Right.
To Shimon.
Right.
And now they fell again.
But the reason they couldn't, Pinchas, is because since these two women, Shimon could never have married either one of those women.
Right, because Sarah said.
Because it's Sarah Sarah. So it's as if there was only one surviving brother. Even though Shimon
Good gazot.
Reuven's widows only can fall to Levi because Shimon's wives are Erebus. So it's as if there's only one.
Zayigit Kizuk. So bottom line is they both fall only to Levi. They don't fall to Shimon. But Shimon can't because he has the other sister and he has also the Ishu Bita.
To Levi, they're nothing. None of them.
So therefore, Levi now is deemed al Zika Kiknusa Damia to have married Rochel, which is the first wife of Eishes Reuven, and he would be allowed to. But the way the Gemara is learning now, Pshat, that according to Shimon, he would be able to go Miyabim now Rochel.
One of them.
Rochel,
the other ones are all
tall.
Yes, let's talk about Rochel for a moment. Didn't we say Poiter? Poiter means on the other three. How the other three? If he goes and marries Rochel, who's left over? Yocheved? Can he marry Yocheved?
No. Because it's three.
You're talking about Al Tzerva. I'm talking about the two were not Erevus to each other. Reuven's two wives are not Erevus to each other. But they're Tzorah to each other. So if he's Miyabim Moshel Rochel, then Yocheved falls away. Because Bayis Echarat the Boinu Yatabin Boinu Shneibat. Good. Now let's go to the Shimon's two wives. Can he go and marry Leah, who's the sister of Rachel?
No.
Because once he's married to Rachel, he can't go marry Leah. So therefore, she is an Erva. And the other is a Tzaris Erva. Right? So therefore, and that's why Miriam will also now be Potter.
Right.
So Yocheved is Potter because you can only go and be Miyabim, one of the Eishes Reuvens, Miyabim Rachel. Forget about the other one, Yocheved. He cannot be marrying to the other two of Shimon, Because one of them is the Achois, is the sister of Rachel, it's Leah. Therefore, Achois Ishtai.
He didn't answer the question. It says Potter and all of them.
And that's Rava's Teretz. It says, Reb Shimon Poit Bishtein, Amar Rava, Shnia Shabugzeb, means Yechaved in the Ferzog, and Shnia Bishuzeg, it really shouldn't say Shnia, it should say Vahashnayim. And that's the way Rashi Taka learns. Rashi says, Vahashniois Beturais. Look at this, it's something to Rashi.
I understand. Yeah,
okay, no problem.
It's a Daichik or something.
Of course it's a Daichik. And the Gemara is going to go and say that Rava made a big boo-boo, we'll see that in a moment, but Rava therefore says, when it says Poiter, it means the other remaining, he can Taka Bimeyabim, one woman, and the other three fall away. Freit Gemara, not Freit Gemara, Zokt Gemara, Katoy Rava, Abba Mizal Moichelzan, Rava made a mistake. What was his mistake? Ba'ar Bo'azugi, with these four pairs of potential Arroyas. Where were the four? Shtei Achoyas, Ishu Bita, Ishu Bas Bita, and Ishu Bas Bina. What was his mistake? Chodet the oi katoni. Doesn't say vi. It says oi. If it says oi all these times, it doesn't mean that he was married both to Rachel and Leah and to Yocheved and Miriam. It's only either Rachel and Leah, or Yocheved and Miriam, or Yocheved with an einikel, but not all of them. Right. According to what you're saying now, Rava, that we ignore oi and we make it as if it's then it's, that's the case, then Reuven and Shimon were not only married to Rachel and Leah and Yocheved and Miriam, they were also married to Yocheved and Yocheved's einikel, and also married to Yocheved and the other einikel.
How do you collapse only these ois into not these?
Exactly. So therefore, void Reb Shimon pointed barbatami boyle. It should say that in all four groups of arroyos, they're all part, and not just talk about two groups. And therefore, that teret of Rava the Shver teret. V'oy Tanya, and yet I have another brisa. Reb Shimon poite b'shteyim and achalitza min ayibum. This is what we were saying about before. How do I know that Reb Shimon is poiter? Because of this pasuk. Shenemar ve'isha l'choysa l'sikach litzror. B'shoa shenasu tzores zu l'zu. When two women become tzores instantaneously, their whole lives they were never tzores. But Nebuch, Reuven and Shimon passed away at the same time. Now they become instantaneously tzores zu l'zu. In such a case, you cannot marry either one. So therefore, the teretz that Rava was trying to give before, that when Reb Shimon said poiter, or Reb Shimon says poiter b'shtein, he only means the other wives, but he in fact can be miyabim the first wife, that's not true. Based on this pasuk, he can't go and be miyabim either wife. Like it's Reb Shimon poiter b'shtein min achalitzim le'yim, everybody is poiter when they become tzores zu lizu. So therefore, Rava's teretz saying that avad Raboishi is right, and Zika is Kiknusa Damia, and therefore this Levi could be Miyabim, the first one. Isaac says Poita means the others. It's not true. Based on literary, he can't be Miyabim any of them, because they all became Tzores at the same time. It is Achvat Shver. What are we going to do with Inzer Tayir Reb Oishia that said that the Svara of Reb Shimon is Zika Kiknusa Damia? Ela Mervashi, Id Novel Bzeh Achazeh Hochenami. Your whole kasha was, why does it say Reb Shimon Poiter? Why didn't Reb Shimon say, first be Miyabim, the Eishes Reuven, and then the Eishes Shimon will fall away automatically because it's another sister? If in fact Reuven passed away a minute before Shimon, you're right. Because that Zika is Keknusa Damia, it's as if Levi was already married to the Eishes Reuven, and therefore Eishes Shimon would fall away. Good pshat. But Hochenami Yitaka right. Why do I have a pasuk of Reb Shimon Poit Vishtein? Because Nas is Tzor Zul is the both potter. Hochenami Yitzkin is the novel Bas Achas. Reb Shimon Savalek Reb Yosia Glili Domer Efshel Tzamtzim. This is a famous machloikas throughout Chastia. So Efshel Tzamtzim and Efshel Tzamtzim. Reb Shimon holds Efshel Tzamtzim. So therefore, when two of them Nebuch were killed together in a car accident, or both of them killed Nebuch by a bomb, or by a Nebuch a plane fell into the sea, even though other Madiyam disagree with Rabbi Yosi Glili, and they say Reuven Parabi, I'm sorry, Efshel Tzamtzim, that one of them held his breath for 1 second more, 5 seconds more, Rabbi Yosi Glili said no, could be they both passed away at the same time. Oh, it's in that case when the mamish both passed away at the same time, the doctors certify mamish at the same time. That's when I have a pasuk. Ish lachois leisikach litzra b'shosh nasr zul zul at the same moment. So therefore, going back to our original kasha, We said in that braisa that Rabbi Shimon is poiter. So we asked, why is Rabbi Shimon poiter? Why doesn't he allow for the yibam of the first one? Because zike kiknusa damia. If there was a first one, that's what Rabbi Shimon would hold. Come in the yabam the first, and the other one will fall away automatically. But it's talking about a case where they both died at the same time, instantaneously, simultaneously. If they both died simultaneously, you can't go and say he should marry the first one. There is no first one. They both became Tzorazulazu at the same moment. Rabbi says over here, you have to put a big two dots, because now we have concluded the discussion of Rabbi Oishi. Remember, Rabbi Oishi was the one that came and said that Rabbi Shimon doesn't only argue in this Mishnah, he argues in the Mishnah also in Daf Yudzai. Rapapa says, I respectfully disagree with Rabbi Shimon. That would sound like Rabbi Shimon is not a Tana, because Rapapa was one of the latest Amiram, right? He was in the times of Rav, which is already towards the end of the Amoroyan period. Anyway, so Papa Omar, the Yibam Biakach Noilet Poleg Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, that's our Mishnah. Yibakach Noilet Rabbi Shimon. Papatas, the reason why he holds that it's not and Ashes Achav Shalihayab Ailamai, because he says that when Levi was born, there was already a Yibam, and therefore she was no longer Ashes to Uvain, she was already Ishtlachaldavar, and she's already an Ashes Shimon, so Levi only has to do with Shimon, they're together, but Ailam, that's when Shimon
argues with Rabbi Shimon.
Exactly. But on the first Mishnah, but no, the Akach Yibam, then he was born first. Ashes Reuven is still Ashes Reuven. The Shimon didn't do anything yet. Leipolik, then he does not disagree, and therefore he does not hold Zika Kiknusa Damya, not like Rabbi Shimon. Only one Zika. Utravayu, Rabban Tzor. So now what the Gemara is asking is, remember when Rav Oishia said, Cholikoy Rav Shimon Afbari Shoina, he brought a right from the fact that they have multiple Mishnahs. That if you're only going to say the argument in the second Mishnah, what do I need the first Mishnah for? We could have just said the second Mishnah. Says the Gemara, you're right. Utravayu, Rabban Itzrich, Vlezu Avzuktoni. There are times that Shas repeats halachas, which is really not that necessary, to go and first tell you the lesser Kiddush. And it's not only the lesser Kiddush, but even the bigger Kiddush. Okay. Anyway, so Lamaisa, we have now a machloikis, Rav Oishe and Rav Papa. What does Rav Shimon really hold? And the Gemara is going to bring now Tanya Kavosid Rav Papa Rai to Rav Papa, or Chief to Rav Oishe, to show that Take Rav Shimon only argues on the second Mishnah. He does not argue with the first Mishnah. Now, this is a fairly lengthy Braisa. Most of the Braisa does not touch on the Raya to Rav Papa against Rav Oishe, but of course, we'll go through the Braisa. But we're not yet up to the riot. And the Braisa goes through a number of different scenarios. Scenario number one. Shnei Achim Ba'olam. Two brothers. They were together at the same time. Ba'olam Echad. Meis Achad Mehem. And Nebuch Reuven passed away. Believe that Nebuch without any children. The Omer Hasheni Hazeh Lasis Maimon. The Shimon is an Erlich Yid. He wants to go and do Yibam. He's going to do the Maimon to Rabbanon. Eventually he's going to do Yibam. He has all the best intentions. Omer Hasheni Lasis Maimon. Be them time. And he called already the caterer and the musician, Mit the florist. He sent out invitations. He's going to make Maimon. And guess what happened? For his Lasis Maimon. Before he had a chance to do Maimer, Baruch Hashem, Anaya, Shimcha in the family, this Levi was born. He was so euphoric about the fact that he is now a new brother. Guess what happened? Shimon mess. Nebuch Shimon passed away. I don't know what they probably lawsuits with the caterer who's going to pay. So it's true, Shimon had all the wonderful good intentions, but Lamaisa didn't do anything. Okay, so now I have Levi Ba'olam. What's the halacha now? Now, this is not Reb Shimon. This is the Tanakhama. It's a Rishoyne Yoitz Mishim Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'olamai. Since Shimon never did anything, he wanted to do Maim, but Lamais, he didn't do Maim. He didn't do anything. Zero. So, Levi is born. I have Eishes Reuven. Shimon is out of the picture because Shimon died and didn't do anything. So now, should Levi be Miyabim Eishes Reuven? The answer is, of course, no.
Rishoni Yoitz Mishim Eishes. Then he grows up, presumably.
Of course. Yeah, 13 years later. He's Yoitz Mishim Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'olamai because he never knew Reuven. They were not Yeshu Achim Yachtov. But Ushnia, and a second, if there happens to be a second lady involved, she can go and do either chalitza or yibam. What means shnia chalitza misibemis? Again, we had originally two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died, left over Ashes Reuven for Shimon. Shimon intended to do Maimer and eventually Yibam and all the rest, but unfortunately he didn't do anything. And Nebuch, now Shimon died, leaving his own wife.
Child was already born.
And Levi
so
was
they
born.
Are brothers.
Exactly. So Levi vis-a-vis Shimon is taka Ashes Ach Bi'oilamai, but vis-a-vis Reuven was Ashes Ach Shloihoi Bi'oilamai. So therefore, Levi cannot be miyab Eishes Reuven because of Eishes actually by Lamai. As far as the second one is concerned, Eishes Shimon, they were together by Eilam. So that's miyab. It's like a regular case of Yimah Chalitza. Very. So that's very easy. No problem.
So the other one is Stampot. She could marry the Shuk.
Who's the second one?
The first Eishes Reuven.
100%. Eishes Reuven by Lamai. She can marry anybody she wants except for Levi. Everybody else in the world she can marry. Ushdi Chalitza miyab. Fine. Now new case. Not that Shimon wanted to do Maimer, but Shimon actually did Maimer. Asaba Maimer. Liachach Melet Ach. And then afterwards the brother was born. Or, Shinul Liach Miacha Asaba Maimer. The Tanakhama doesn't make a distinction, because remember, it's only Reb Shimon that makes these distinctions. According to Tanakhama, it doesn't make a difference before or afterwards. In all cases, Levi was born, and he did a Maimer. Shimon did a Maimer. Umeis, and now Shimon passed away. Harishoina Yoitz Misham Eishes. What's the status now? Levi wants to go and marry the former Eishes Reuven, who became Ashtikel Eishes Shimon. Says this Braisa, since he didn't do a full-fledged Yibam, he only did a Maimer, so she was still a Zika from brother number one from Reuven, and Levi, after all, never knew Reuven, so there's an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoye Ba'ilamai, therefore Yoitzi, she goes out, Eishes Shloi Ba'ilamai. Aha. Okay, what about the Shnia? Now the Shnia L'chaira, that was Eishes Shimon. Eishes Shimon had nothing to do with Eishes Reuven. He should be able to go and even be Miyabim the Eishes. No, you can't. The reason is because since Shimon did a Maimar, Maimar is the Hashtikila, as if he married a Rabbisala. So therefore she becomes a Tzoras. Soras Eishes Reuven Al Yedei Maima de Rabbanon.
Eishes Achshel de Alomo is now an Erva, so she's a Soras Erva, so now she.
Very good. Chalevin is in Damis. Make a Chalitza. Not that it's totally Potter because he only did Maima. So that's the Shiloh we've had before. Is Maima considered? You're like him, not like him. So therefore, make a Chalitza with Mr. Bemis. You get out of the problem. For Reb Shimon, I mean, Reb Shimon says in this case of Osama Maimer, be also a chalutos shel achas mehen paiteres tzarasa, the beer chalitza of one of them. He doesn't say which one. The Gemara will explain later. Not the Eishes Reuven, it's of the Eishes Shimon is going to pater. We'll see later on. Chalitza balas Maimer. If he gave a chalitza to the Eishes Reuven, the one that was balas Maimer, leinifzer tzara, that didn't help at all vis-a-vis the Eishes Shimon. Very simply, because if Maimer loy koina, the fact that he gave chalitza to Eishes Reuven, that doesn't help at all vis-a-vis Eishes Shimon. Anyway, the Gemara is going to discuss that later. Just stay tuned. Another few minutes, we'll get to it. But now the key for the reason why we brought this brisa, we're trying to bring a raya that Rav Papa is right and Rav Oishi is wrong. And now the brisa brings three cases, one after the other. First two cases, and then the third case, where according to the mayor, they all have the same din. What are the three cases? Okay, so let's start again. On line number three. Kanta umet. Remember, we started off with Reuven and Shimon. Reuven passed away, left over Eishes Reuven for Shimon. Now, we've gone now in our brice in sequence. The first case of the brice was that Shimon wanted to do Yibam, but never, or wanted to do Maimer, and never he passed away. That was case number one. Case number two was, Shimon wanted to do Maimer, and he actually did Maimer. That was case number two. Now, case number three. Shimon was Kansa. Shimon, Reuven passed away, left over his wife. Shimon actually did Yibam. Umes, and then afterwards he passed away. Shimon passed away. V'yakach lo lo'yach. And now Levi is born. Now, this is the first time we've had this case. What's so unique about this case? Because now Levi is not only a case of an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoye Ba'olam vis-a-vis Reuven, he's even an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoye Ba'olam even against Shimon. Because what happened now? Reuven died, leaving Eishes Reuven for Shimon. Shimon was Miyabim Eishes Reuven, now it's Mrs. Shimon. And now Shimon died, and now Levi is born, Mazel Tov. But Levi never knew Reuven. Levi never knew Shimon. So for both of them, he's an Eishes Ach Shloi Hoye Ba'olam. That's the chiddush of this first case. Or another case, Shinoi Li'ach V'yachach Kansa. No, it's talking about that Reuven died, and now Levi was born, and now Shimon was kind of Shimon was Miyabim the Eishes Reuven. So now Levi is only an Eishes Ach Shloi Ba'olam vis-a-vis Reuven, not vis-a-vis Shimon. V'yachach Kansa, Shimon afterwards was koinus a mess and he died. In both of these cases, what does Levi do now that both Reuven and Shimon Nebuch are dead? Shtein peturis min achalitza u min ayibam. He, Levi, doesn't have to do anything. Why didn't he have to do anything? Because Eishes Reuven is for him, and Eishes Ach shloi hoya ba'olam. Because when Levi was born, Reuven was died, and in the first case, even Shimon had died. Therefore, we're talking about later Meir, not talking later of Shimon. According to the Meir, totally bought him in achalitza min ayibam because of Eishes Ach shloi ba'olam. Now, case number three of Remeir, and this is going to be the key to understanding the raya of Rapapa against Raboshe. Case number three. What was case number three? Kansa, the Noileach. What happens if first Shimon was kindness, and now Levi is born? First Reuven died, Shimon was kindness, Ashes Reuven, and now Noileach, then Levi is born. Now this is the first case of the first Mishnah in our Perek. That Mishnah said, it's an Eishes Ach Shloi Ba'olam. We didn't find Reb Shimon arguing. And that's where Reb Moshe says that there is an argument, Reb Shimon argues. And this is that case. The Kansa. First, he was Kainesser. So by the time Levi was born, she was no longer Eishes Reuven, she was only Eishes Shimon. The Noileach. V'yach Kach Mes. And then after that, Shimon passed away. Again, Remeir says, Shtein Beturis Menachalitza Nayim. This is Remeir, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, that holds in all cases, makes no difference. Knisa first, Yibam first, or Leida first. In all cases, in Eishes Ach Shloi Ba'olam, because originally she was married to Reuven. The Remeir. But on this case, Reb Shimon, I meant, oh, 1 second. Hoil, Uba, Umatze Beheter. Since he finds her Beheter. V'yom Dolav Shah Achas Be'isur. Since he was never an Isser, it was always Beheter. Miyabim Le'ezmen Shiyirtz, Oichol Le'ezmen Shiyirtz. In other words, Reb Shimon says that in this case, there is no din of Eishes Ach Shloi Hoya Ba'olam. Now, this case is the third case. Now this third case is the case of the Mishnah here that we had on the Amud Beis. That on yesterday on the Amud Beis we had Shnei Achim, Meisach, Mehem, V'Yibam Hasheni, V'Yachkach Noilod. That there was Yibam first, and then there was Noilod afterwards. That's the case here, right? On line 5. Kansa, first there was the Yibam, the Noilod Ach. In that case, it said in the Mishnah we have a Machloikis. What was the reason for the Machloikis? Tana Kama says that since she was Eishes Reuven at one time, even though she's no longer Eishes Reuven, once Eishes Reuven, always Eishes Reuven, Eishes Ach Shloi Ba'olam. Why? Says Reb Shimon, no. Since by the time he was born, Levi, she was already no longer Eishes Reuven, she was now Eishes Shimon, there is no din of Eishes Ach Shloi Ba'olam. That was the Mishnah. That's what Reb Shimon is arguing. Zokti Gemariyat, notice that Leitra Meir, all three cases have the exact same halacha. Shteyan peturais menachalitza umenayibam. Why did Remeir divide the cases up into two segments? First, the first two, and then subsequently the third case, right? I'm not making this up, Rabbi. Look again. Start of the third line. Quickly. Third line. Kansa meis v'yachach noy le'yach. Oishno le'yach v'yach kansa umeis. What's halacha? Shteyan peturais menachalitza umenayibam. Next case. Kansa noy le'yach v'yachach meis. What's halacha? Shteyan betuz mechlitz v'neim. Remei could have truncated all the three halachas and learned them together.
Because he wants to have Reb Shimon arguing in the third case.
That's the raya. Because Reb Shimon Taka doesn't argue in the first two cases. He only argues in the third case. Oh, that's pshat. Like Rav Papa says. That Reb Shimon doesn't argue in the first two cases or in the first case. Right. He only argues on the last case. That's right, Rav Papa. Against Rav Shimon. That's Zoti Moriyetz. Zoti Moriyetz Nochamul. Ha Bavam. Okay. Okay. Why is this Bava the Sefer set aside specially as a separate unit? If Remeir is the one that is the one that started, the initiator of that third case, let Remeir all these three cases of the exact same halacha. So why does he go make two cases and the other case all together? The reason why the Brice is split it up is because we want to go and emphasize Reb Shimon's halacha. That what?
Only in one.
Obi in the Akach Noilid Polik. That last case, case number three, that's when he argues, which is the case of the Mishnah and of Yudchesim and Beis, yesterday's Mishnah. But no, the Akach Yimah, the first case, the first Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, Loi Polik, there he doesn't argue. Shema Mino. Now that's my raya from this price that Rav Papa is right, and Rav Oishia is wrong, that Rav Oishia, when he said that Rav Shimon argues in all cases, sinisht, emes, Rav Shimon only argues in the second case, the second Mishnah, he doesn't argue in the case of the first Mishnah. And with this we have concluded that Rabbi Yishi is wrong and Rabbi Papa is right. Now, from here till the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is just going to focus on various words in the Braisa. We're no longer getting involved in Rabbi Yishi and Rabbi Papa. We really just want to understand the Braisa, because the Braisa on the surface has certain textual difficulties. So therefore, the Gemara is going to go through them, but very, very easy. Omar, let's go back to the very, very first case of the Braisa. Remember what happened? Reuven passed away, and we said that Shimon had intended making Maimer, and he called the caterer and the musician and the florist. He sent out invitations. But like Omar, he wasn't able to. Never, he passed away. So, Freitimar, what do you have to go and dramatize it? What do you have to talk about the caterer and the musician, the florist? Lamais, he didn't do anything. He wanted. He had good intentions. But Lamais, he didn't do anything. Omar, Omar, Shini, Lassus, might be Vemtoi. For his big Lassus, might be Vemtoi, Achinoga. Achu mess. What's Allah, Shani, you have to be Shemesh, Lamai, Ushniach, let's say, Monsieur Vemtoi. Freitimar, my Omar, my Loyisbik. Who cares that Omar he wanted to do and he wasn't able to do it? If he did it, he did it. If he didn't do it, he didn't do it. Well, who cares? Good intentions, I wanted to, I couldn't do it. Who cares? Just, he didn't do it. So Gemara, you're right. Therefore, we have to understand the Braisa a little bit differently. Not like his speak that he didn't do it at all, but he didn't do it in the same frame of mind that he originally intended doing it. Ella Oman Midaita. Originally, he wanted to go and do Maimer with her consent. Unfortunately, she didn't give her consent. And therefore, he forced her to go and take the money. Question is that effective? Now, let's think about this for a moment.
Kedushin not.
Oh, by Kedushin Zichanish. If Reuven wants to go and marry Ruchel and says, here, I give you $100, I don't want $1. I give you $1,000, I don't want $1,000. I give you $1,000,000, I don't want $1,000,000. I don't care whether you want $1,000,000. Here's $1,000,000, we're married, let's go, we're married. What would be the halacha?
Nothing.
Okay. Kedushin doesn't help our karach, of course not. Let's go talk about Yibam now. Does Yibam help by Karacha? Say the Fayish of the Pasik. That he can go and be Bala even without her consent. He's allowed to do that. I'm not saying it's a good idea, but Lamaisa he's allowed to do that. Yibam Balkar. Now the question is, what about Maimar? Maim is a shtikalahin and a shtikalaher. On the one hand, it's like Kiddushin. Yeah? On the other hand, it's a transition towards Yibam. It's a shtick like Yibam. Does it help Baal Kar?
Which is it derivative from? Is it from the Yibam side or from the Kiddushin side?
Perfect, perfect. Says the Gemara, that's what the Braisa is telling us. That Omer Midaita, for his be Midaita, Ela Baal Karcha. What's the loch in that case? Then we said that Levi cannot go and marry because it was an Eishes Achshloi Hoye Ba'oilam, because it was not an effective Maimer. And therefore, she remained Eishes Reuven. She did not become the Eishes Shemoin. Like Rebbe, that's not like Rebbe. The Sani would learn the Braisa. Rebbe Oymakana. It works according to Rebbe. So if it works according to Rebbe, she's no longer Eishes Reuven. She's now Eishes Shimon. If she's Eishes Shimon, then Levi could be Miyabim because she's no longer the Eishes Ach. Shloi Hoyaboil. Aye, the Braisa says, no. Because she's an Eishes Ach, because the Braisa holds like a Chamim Loi Kana. What's Takin Machloek? It's like you said before, made the derivatives. My time the Rebbe Gomer Mibia Diavama, Ma Bia Diavama Bal Karcha, Afkadushin Diavama Bal Karcha. Because when the Chachamim were Mesake Maimer, they did a Me'ein Yivam, because after all, this is a transitional stage towards Yivam. Just like Yivam helps Bal Karcha, Maimer helps Bal Karcha. Rabbani Garmi Kedushin the Alma, since the whole Maimer is just an offshoot of normal Kedushin, just like my Kedushin the Alma died. Has to be me data. My pligi, what's the philosophical underpinnings of the machlekes? That if you want to figure out how the chacham were mesak and maimer, they probably it was in the parish of Yibam, and so therefore, just like Yibam Balkarch is also Balkarch. Since maimer is a form of kedushin, not by a regular woman but by a yavama, just like by kedushin, does it help Balkarch? No, it too won't help Balkarch. Okay. So we now understand the first part of the Braisa. Good. Now we go to the next part of the Braisa, which remember, on the top of the Amud, I said the Gemara is going to discuss it. We kind of skipped over it pretty quickly. The first part, the Gemara quotes now, is from the Amud Aleph, from the Tanakhama, which is very straightforward. Also, by Maimon. Not that he intended making Maimon, he couldn't, in Balkarcha. He made Maimon. And now, Levi is born. Or Levi was born first. This is all Remei, not Reb Shimon. Makes no difference which order, before or after. Good. Maimer and his Levi. Umes. And now Nebuch, Shimon passed away. Okay. So now what does Levi do? Why? Because the Tanakhama holds that Maimer is not Koina. no Zika, and therefore she's still Eishes Reuven, even though Shimon made a Maimer. I don't care. She's still Eishes Reuven. Now Levi wants to go and marry. Can't. It was an Eish Tachshol by Lamai because he never knew Reuven. Good. Ushnia, what about the second wife? Second wife means the original Mrs. Shimon. Chaletzah by Mrs. Bemis. You only do Chalitza. Why can't you go and do Yibam after all the two separate batim? Because Tanakama holds, Maimah helps Midrabanan. See, if it's a Shtikl Kiddusha Midrabanan, therefore the Shnia is a Tzara Midrabanan, and just like you can't go and marry the Eishah Shalom Balam because it's an Erba, it's like a Tzara's Erba. Okay, that's the Tanakama. That's really not our concern. The focus is now on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Oimer, be also Oy Chalitzah, Shal Achas Mehen, by Teres Tzurasa. Reb Shimon says, what was the case? Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died. Eishes Reuven falls to Shimon. Shimon didn't do Yibam yet. He only did Maimer. Zuch Reb Shimon, you know what? Be also a Chalitzah Shal Achas Mehen, by Teres Tzurasa. So Rashi already inserts, when we say, we don't mean of either one, we mean neither or neither of those two. But rather what we mean is the second one. What means of the second one? Means of the original Eishes Shimon. The Eishes Reuven, remember Shimon did Maimer, she's the Balas Maimer. The Shnia is the original Eishes Shimon. So when it says, what we mean is that Levi can be Meyabim or can give Chalitza to Eishes Shimon. Why can he do Eishes Shimon? Because he says Memanefshach. If you're going to go and tell, and that's going to be Peteres Tzurasa. Remember, Reb Shimon is the one that said at the outset of today's blot that I'm not sure what the status of Maimer is. Is Maimer Kizikadami? Kiknusadamia? Or do I say it's Lav Kiknusadamia? See, he's mistopic. What's the effect of the Maimer? So therefore, don't talk about the Balas Maimer, talk about the Shnia, talk about the Eishes Shimon. If he's going to go and be Bo on the Eishes Shimon, let's assume that Maimer works, then automatically the Balas Maimer will fall away, because Bayis Echad Ataboyne Vi Ataboyne Shtebatim. If he's going to go and be Boil, if he's going to be Miyavim, the Eishes Shimon, and assuming that Maimer is like Zika, that it works, so therefore there happen to be two Tzores from the same Bayis, both of Shimon, if he's going to go be Miyavim, the Eishes Shimon, or he's going to go and give Chalitza to the Eishes Shimon, then the Eishes Reuven will fall away. That's Peteres Tzurasa. El Maimer said, no. Maybe Maimer doesn't work. So Shimon, I'm not sure. Maybe Maimer doesn't work. And so therefore, that's the Eishes Reuven. So then if it's Eishes Reuven, then there's only one Eishes Reuven, there's only one Eishes Shimon. He can go and miyabim the Eishes Shimon, because why not? It was Achim Bo'ilam, so that's not a problem. And Eishes Reuven will be Potter, because she's an Eishes Ach Shlei Hoya Bo'ilam. Why was she Eishes Ach? Because she was never Nisyabim to Shimon. Because according to this second Tzad, we're saying Maimer is not effective. If he's not effective, then she's Eishes Reuven. She's still Eishes Reuven. Can Lady marry?
Shimon and Yeshzika, it shouldn't matter about Maimer. It shouldn't.
That's only if you hold like Raboishia. We're holding now like Rabbapa. Okay. Good. So therefore, Mamanavshah, we also call it Shalach Mehen Peteserat. Now, the Lashon of Brice is not exact.
It should be a Shalshnia.
It's Shoshishania, exactly.
Right.
Shall originate. Yeah, you're absolutely right, and Rashi says it befeish. See, if you look at Rashi in the third line from the top of the Amud, Chalitza Balas Maim Leniftzatra, Kloima, Hardika Amina. You see, fourth line from the top of the Rashi. Hardika Amina, Biyasa Chalitza Shal Achz Mem Peteres Rasi Gigoin, She Chalitza Miabim, Lishnia! For Ishoina Beturim and Manavshah. Yeah, Mama Koni, Mama Loi Koni. But not that you can go and be Miabim the first one, we're talking about the second one. Okay.
It's a major problem. Achas Mehen is really not Shnia.
No, I'm sorry. That's why we have a Rashi.
No other way.
What would we do without the Rashi? The Heilige Rashi. Okay. The Peteres Rasa. Reb Shimon HaHaikoi. When Reb Shimon says, Be'osech HaLitzah Shal Achmin Peteres Rasa, on which case is he going? Ilei Ma'anoy Loi Ach. Ve'achakach Osa B'Maimer. That the lady was born first. And then Shimon did Maimer subsequently. Ho'amris. Since we're going according to Rav Papa, Reb Shimon doesn't argue. So, why is Reb Shimon arguing with the Tanakhama if, according to Rav Papa, he doesn't argue in that case? He's going on the case of Osva Maimer, that he first did Maimer Shimon, did Maimer to Eishes Ruvain. Now she's now Eishes Shimon, and now Levi comes on the scene. That's the case where if he wants to go and do Yibam or Chalitza to the original Eishes Shimon to the Shnia, then Eishes Ruvain will be part of Maman of Shach, where the Maimer works, the Maimer doesn't work. But let's go to the second part of Reb Shimon. Second part was Cholatz Lebalas Maimer Loi Nifter Tzora. If he would give now a Chalitza, in other words, Levi is Cholitz now to Mrs. Shimon. How did she become Mrs. Shimon? She was originally Mrs. Reuven. Reuven died. Shimon did Maimer, so now she's a shtickle Mrs. Shimon. And now Levi gives Chalitza to that Mrs. Shimon. Cholatz Lebalas Maimer Loi Nifter Tzora. The original Mrs. Shimon is not part of
the former Mrs. Reuven.
Exactly, the former Mrs. Reuven. Then the former Mrs. Shimon and the current Mrs. Shimon is not Potter. Why not? My timer. Mishum dehavya tzara vadai ubalas mamer sofik. Mrs. Shimon was zicha married to Shimon. So therefore she certainly falls liyibam to Levi. Masha Einken, the balas maim is the chasofik. This is Reb Shimon speaking. I don't know whether the former Mrs. Reuven is now still the former Mrs. Reuven because maimer loikani, or whether the former Mrs. Reuven is already now Mrs. Shimon because maimer is koinim. Is the whole inyan of the maimer is the sofik. So therefore, if he does yibam or chalitza to the balas maimer, I don't know whether that will pat the tzora or not, because I don't know whether mamer is koina or not. And therefore, since the tzora is vadai, vadai means that she certainly falls yibam to Levi, there's no problem. The balas mamer is a suffix whether that Mrs. Shimon is really Mrs. Shimon, or she's really Mrs. Reuven, because I'm not sure what the effect of Maimer is. And now you want to go and give a chalitza to the balas Maimer. Ain't safi moitzi mide vadai. By giving a chalitza to the balas Maimer, if you could be koivea that the balas Maimer is really Eishes Shimon, then that would go in part of the original Eishes Shimon. But since I cannot go and definitively decide that that's the Eishes Shimon, she might still be the Eishes Reuven. So Taka, she part is Eishes Reuven, but that has nothing to do with the Tzar. Another three lines of Boisan, we're done. And this is very simple. Yosef Menashe Bar Zvin, Kamei Derav Huna. V'yosef Ka'omer. My time of the Reb Shimon. What's the Svara of Reb Shimon? Right to my time of Reb Shimon. Kedek Omer Taima. You're asking, why does Reb Shimon argue in the second Mishnah? Why does Reb Shimon hold that if it was originally Yibam, v'yachkach noilad, that the Eishes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilomai goes away? He explains why. Because he said by the time Levi was born, Eishes Reuven was no longer Eishes Reuven. Exactly, it was Ishtar L'Chaldover to Eishes Shimon. So therefore, Reuven is Gishtarim, that's history, I'm not interested. Pokazika. Oh! So I understand Reb Shimon. And my time of the Rabban, what's the reason for the Rabban? L'Choy Reb Shimon Zuch Kerecht. Einu Chanami, she was talking married to Reuven, but that's years ago! Now she's married to Shimon, and it was Ishtar L'Chaldover with a full-fledged Yibam, and Levi was born contemporaneously with Shimon. Is the Eishes Ach Ba'olam? Why do the Rabbanan hold we still unearth that old Zika from years ago from Reuven? I'll tell you why. Because I'm a krah. Ulakach aloy leisha the yibma. What do I need the yibma? Ulakach aloy leisha ishtel lechol dava. What's this the yibma? I learned from the yibma. Adain yivu marishoyim aleha. Even after Shimon is miyabim the Eishes Reuven. Don't forget, she was still one time years ago Eishes Reuven, and therefore now, if Levi wants to go mimiyavimer, even though everybody says Eishes Shimon, Eishes Shimon, no, the Rabbanan say she's still the Yivma, the woman who shared Malach, she's still an Eishes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'olam.